Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Crops. Mary Pat and I kind of just got a fire lit under us this week to talk about women and investing in ourselves and how we can just really become the best women that we can be for our families. And we're excited to dive into it today.
Woo! Feeling hot and super excited for our guest that's with us today. We've had her on the podcast. She's our only repeat guest so far. So Kylie, welcome back to Beyond the Crops.
Thank you. I feel so honored, not because only that you asked me, but I'm the first repeat guest. I am here for this. What a great conversation we're about to have.
We're excited to have you. It's going to be
so excited. So if you've been a longtime listener of Beyond the Crops, Kylie did an episode with us talking about kind of personal development. And we talked about getting your colors done and knowing what season you are and just really stepping into what's the phrase that you use, Kylie? Living colorfully, stepping into,
I was going to say your most authentic self. That's what.
Oh, yes.
Definitely live colorfully. And oh, how that has morphed over the last few months. You know, the conversation really started with our last podcast, and the fundamentals of it was investing in yourself. Mm-hmm. And in that conversation, it was invest in yourself so that you gain knowledge and that inner spark of confidence. And I think that conversation really carries through to today.
I do too. And when we invited you on, that connection had not been made in my brain yet. But as we're going through an intro here, I agree 100%. So I think we'll start by the three of us just kind of sharing ways that we have invested in ourselves. This is going to be a very casual conversation, and maybe why we first chose to, and then what that looked like for our family, from our husband's point of view, those type of things.
I think that investing in ourselves is so important, and I can't wait to hear your stories, even though, you know, we all have such a similar narrative and yet they're so unique to each of us. But the start of the conversation is really, why are we not investing in ourselves more? Or why do we feel like after college or after that high school, like we put all this time and energy into figuring out what we want to do, and then after that, it's like we get married and we become mothers. That's not all. I mean, it's just that sometimes that happens. Hopefully that happens for us, right? And then it's so much harder to invest in ourselves again.
Right. Or you get a job and you're like so tied to that and like putting in as much effort to it. And maybe your job is, there's different things through your job that help you develop personally. But outside of that, you just don't have the capacity or the energy to do more.
Oh, you know? Our worthiness is so tied up in what we do for other people, mm-hmm. and what we do mm-hmm. for mostly for other people. There's no other way to say that.
And then I kind of hate the term mom guilt, but I do feel like this is a great example of when mom guilt comes in, because I'm already doing all of these things. Now I have free time. I can't leave my kids again. I just need to suck it up and stay home. So we would like to kind of talk through breaking through that barrier and why it is important to invest yourself and why you are worthy of investing in yourself, whether it's something that costs money, time, resources, whatever it is, you are worth it.
Amen.
So the first time I invested in myself, it was definitely for a business opportunity. So I was working night shift full time. We had one kid. I was kind of in a good rhythm working three nights a week. I was bored. I thought I can help the farm, but there has to be a better way. I can make my, let me help the farm in a way we can make money. That's, you guys have heard this story. That's where the idea was born for the direct to consumer beef business. I researched endlessly how to ship perishables, and there was not really a lot of information out there. And what I did find was kind of polarizing, and I just kind of paralyzed myself with information about shipping meat. It was insane. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Literally within days, a friend had said, have you heard of Five Marys? And I was like, no, I've never heard of that. And they said, well, she's doing what you're already doing, and she's actually hosting a retreat. So then I followed her, and literally that week applied for her retreat, and she selected me, and it all happened really, really, really fast. One piece of advice I've always given, if you have a new idea or you have something you want to do, Levi likes to say, strike while the iron's hot. I like to say, just like jump in while your flame is burning hot, because you don't want that flame. You don't want to think on that too much and let that flame die down. Anyways, this retreat, I'm just going to be honest, it was almost a $3,000 price tag, which was a ton of money. We didn't even have a true business set up yet. And we were just literally using our side cash to invest in this. But I mean, like I said, this was a business opportunity. You're always told you have to spend money to make money. You have to learn. And I was scared to tell Levi, but I brought it up and I'm like, I kind of had a way. I'm like, we could put it on PayPal credit. It's zero interest and we don't have to pay it all up front. We could pay it over 6 months. And he's like, Jenna, I don't care. If you don't go, somebody else is going to go and we can't learn this on our own. So why don't we pay somebody to teach you that's already gone through all the trial and error, and then you'll learn how to do something, because if you don't go, somebody else is going to go and they're going to learn. So it's like you or somebody else, Jenna. And so I did have my husband's support. I was very thankful for that. We did talk about the money. It was a ton of money, but I made that money back, but not right away. It was definitely a slow burn. I went to that retreat with the sole purpose of learning how to ship meat. Like, that's why I wanted to go. You want to know what I came away from that retreat with? Some of my very best friends I still talk to every single day, some friends I never, ever, ever expected to connect with from other walks of life, other states. And I just, it's like, I went there to learn how to ship meat, but God had a different purpose for that retreat for me. So it's just, I guess I'm saying that because if you're drawn to go to something, there might be a reason even bigger than why you think you should go.
That's so true. A lot of the time it's something totally different than what you even expected.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was the very first time that I invested in myself. And then I learned how to ship me. And I was only sharing on social media for that sole reason, to build a community that would like, know, and trust our product and buy our beef from us. But I quickly learned that there was much more than that on social media. I actually resisted following Mary Pat and Kylie. They were some of my very first farm wife friends on Instagram. And I resisted following them for a while because I'm like, I don't need other farm women. I need people that don't know farming, because other farmers aren't going to buy my meat. I need other people. And so I just had like this whacked mindset around it. And now look, like, I obviously followed them eventually.
He still doesn't follow us. We do. Best friends on the
planet. You know
who? Anyways, I learned that there was other ways to monetize on social media, and I just wasn't good at it. I didn't really know how to do it. So that's when I invested in the second retreat that I went to, which was Rural Rooted. And again, that's where I met Mary Pat for the very first time in real life. And I went there wanting to know how to make money on social media. And again, I walked away from there with connections I never expected. I walked away from there with a mindset shift, with, I guess, more worth in myself and more awareness of my own mental health. I walked away from with what I went for, but also so much more than what I went for.
I think even like thinking about these types of things that you've invested in, taking yourself away from your family, the actual business, working on the business instead of in it, and on yourself personally, disconnected from all the other stuff, is huge. And mm-hmm. I remember some of the conversations we had at Rural Rooted and just like how much deeper you can dig when you give yourself the space to do that.
Yes. Pretty to incredible. Step away. And I'm not saying it's easy to leave. Every single time I left the farm for one of these treats, first of all, there's never a good time, especially when you're a diversified farmer that also has livestock. There is like 1 week a year where it's a good time to leave. Like the end of August, that's it. Everything else, it's like, oh, we're calving, oh, we're fertilizing, oh, we're irrigating. Like, it's never a good time. But again, if I don't step away from that, how am I going to grow? Otherwise, you're literally caught up in the to-do list, the never-ending to-do list of farming. And when I went to that very first retreat, it was in 2019. It's when, Kylie, I remember actually listening to your podcast that year and you and Whitney talking about like, this is a growing season we're going to remember. It was like flooding like crazy. There was so much prevent plant. And we had like just kind of recovered from a storm and there was like another flood coming. And I was like, do I need to stay, Levi? And he's like, Jenna, just go. Like, you were called to do this. I will figure it out. And literally it flooded while I was gone. There was in Nebraska, there was cows that got stranded and that had to be fed hay via helicopter. Like, it was wild, y'all.
Jeez.
And do you guys remember when I went to Nashville?
Yes. When we all met at Nashville.
So we all went to Nashville. That was like a part 2.0 of Rural Rooted, which was just supposed to be like a fun girls get together. But that was almost, I'm not saying it was more valuable than the first Rural Rooted retreat, but it was just like helped connect all of the pieces of all of the things that like I kind of unpacked and relearned at Rural Rooted. I think a lot of us felt that way. Like, that trip was pivotal for a lot of us. And so that was in January. And when I left the farm, Levi did not see another adult until I returned like 4 days later, because
snow. So much
snow. So much snow. His parents were in Jamaica.
Oh, yes.
Our closest neighbor was in Mexico. Our hired hand got COVID. Like, Levi was on an island. I called one time to check in. Stetson answers the phone. And I'm like, how's it going? He's like, not good, Mom. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mom, there's so much snow. There was an ice storm. The fence is breaking. The cows are out. Crawford just put his hand on the diesel heater and it's bad. And Dad hasn't even seen it yet. And I was like, what is happening at home?
Oh.
But they survived.
They survived. They
survived. Crawford's hand was okay.
Crawford's hand was okay. And when Levi, he got back in the car, I'm like, what's going on? Crawford burned his hand. He's like, that's what they said, but I haven't seen it yet. And I'm like, Levi, things were in shambles, but it ended up being okay. There's never a good time to leave. And I feel like Kylie can relate to, like, things always go wrong when you leave. But what happens when we get back? Our families are still together. Our houses are still standing and we come back as better women.
Okay. So the first time I spent any kind of money on myself after I quit my job was because they invested in, like, you know, DISC analysis and, like, sales training and stuff where you learn quite a bit about yourself and personality and whatnot. But after that, when I was kind of out on my own, it was October after I had quit. So, like, 6 months after I quit my job, I had been sharing online for a few months by then, not really making any traction, but I had just started the cheese business and I wanted to figure out how to grow socially so that I could grow that business too. And it was the worst time. I had just started the cheesery. It was like the class started, I think, the weekend after my first opening weekend of the cheesery. It was harvest. I had a 1-year-old, like, all the things, not great timing. And it was an online course that I spent $500 on for, like, Instagram, just basically, like, finding your why and understanding strategy and that kind of stuff. So it was a very hard decision because coming off of that weekend, my opening weekend of the cheesery, I made $0. I barely broke even. And I had just all the anxiety about putting more money into myself at that time. And I wasn't bringing in any other forms of income. So I thankfully, again, had a very supportive husband who was like, no, if you want to keep sharing online, like, make it worth your time and learn how to do it effectively. And so that really was the kickstart for my Instagram journey and getting growth and kind of building that into a business. And then I didn't take any other personal development, I guess. I didn't invest in myself personally for quite a few years after that, which is kind of silly when I think about it. But I did connect with other women through the online course, which helped me build relationships online that I hadn't had before, and just people who were in my corner and understood, like, what I was trying to do. And through that, I did meet Natalie, and I helped her coach the Real Rooted retreats. And then when I was starting Grounded Journals, I decided to go to her mastermind to help myself develop a launch strategy and a business plan for Grounded Journals. That was my goal. I wanted to come out of there with a plan. And that was the most I've ever spent on myself. It was $5,000. It was a big decision. But there again, I had Josh's support. And at that time, I will say, because it did make a difference for me mentally, I was bringing in an income at that time. Because I think it is really hard mentally when you are providing for your family in ways that aren't monetarily to envision taking money for yourself. It's so hard. So that was an easier decision for me probably even than the 500, to be honest with you, at that point in my life. So I went to that retreat, or not retreat, sorry, business mastermind, very business focused. And I came away with something that I had definitely not expected at all. And it was the realization that no matter what else I was doing, whether it be running Grounded Journals, sharing on Instagram, selling cheese, whatever, the things that made me the most happy were being involved on our farm. And it opened up my eyes to what do I really need to be doing and chasing after to be living my most happy life. And I'm there now. And it's like, I just can't even believe it. Cause I remember sitting there at the mastermind, like, crying and saying, all I want to do is drive a tractor and be in the field with my husband. And, like, that's what I really want to do. And it sounds silly, but it really was a pivotal moment for me and gave me the courage to ask for what I wanted for back home. So
Yeah. I think that's another good testament too, that you might be called somewhere and you might think it's for one reason, but you don't know why, but how important it is to listen to that intuition and then listen to what the Lord put on your heart. Because I don't know if you would have the courage to have asked for a place in the farm without that experience.
It's would so true. Yeah. Yep. And it came like 6 months later. So
it also is like speaking what you want out loud. Mm-hmm. And one point of view that I've recognized in coaching and, you know, this online community and just navigating as your farm wife, Bessie, who's trying to really build up farm wives and farm women in general and really navigating what are like these fundamental problems that we have? What are these lies we tell ourselves or what are these things that we're struggling with? One of those things is we don't speak what we want. And sometimes that's because we don't know what we want because we've never given ourselves space to figure out what we want. Jenny, you mm-hmm. had mentioned like we just don't have the space to do anything more because when we do get that free time, we still have a to-do list from the farm, from our homes, from our family that's a mile long that no one else is going to take care of except for us as the mom, the wife, the woman of the family. And if I would just like to ask all the listeners right now, what makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to imagine outside of your farm, your family, the Lord, a lot of women are having trouble coming up with
an answer
themselves.
I was listening to a podcast recently about succession planning and making sure that all of the generations are set up for success. And the woman said something that really stuck with me and almost made me emotional because she said, going through succession planning and leaving a legacy and making sure that one generation is ready to exit the farm but still be set up, like at some point, somebody needs to look at the mother-in-law or the matriarch of the farm family and say, what do you want? Because yep. most times over the last 30, 20, 30, 40 years, no one has asked her what she wants. She has just been there completely sacrificial, whatever the farm, whatever her husband needs. And nobody's asked her what she wants. And that really resonated with me, almost made me teary-eyed. Like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. has anyone asked my mother-in-law what she wants? And just then also, like you said, Kylie, a lot of women don't know what they want because they've never been given the space or the time or just simply nobody's ever asked.
I think that it's not even being given the time. No one's going to give us the time.
Yep.
Like that was left in elementary school when they said, agreed. You have 30 minutes to read for yourself or figure out something or go play, right?
Yes.
We all this freedom as children and we're like, no, come play, like talk to us, be with us, do all the things. That those days are gone. And so at this point we have to take what we need.
And ask.
And ask. Yeah. Just it doesn't mean we have to say like, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna like this is what I want. And there's no right answer besides my own. Absolutely not. It's a partnership. I mean, if anything, as a farm family, we are fundamentally rooted more than any other industry as a partnership. Mm-hmm. Because it takes so many people to not only raise a farm family, but to raise a farm, to tend to a farm, no matter if it's livestock or row crops or custom business, like you name it. I remember back when I invested in myself, it was a big ticket item and it was business focused. And it was $4,000. It was the Rural Rooted Retreat. And I remember going there. I had had quite a few followers at that point, but I was like, this is the next thing that's going to take me. And I had had a lot of stressors. I had had Rowan. I had three kids at that point, and it was September after Rowan was born. And that whole year had just been a mess to the point where my husband was just like, please go do something for yourself because you're actually drowning here at home. And I remember feeling so nervous to ask because I was only bringing in like a small amount of income from my influencing business. So I relate to that so much of like, if I'm not bringing in income, I'm much more sensitive to spending it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my husband's not.
Right.
It's something about marrying in, I think, and like not, I don't know. There's some psychology behind that that I can't have got it completely figured out yet. But he was so supportive and I loved that. And again, I got what I wanted out of it and also so much more. If anything, it was like that one thing that really sent me on this trajectory of worthiness, that I did deserve to be there, that I deserved to do whatever made us happy as a family. And I think also to be just open to God's will and like stop resisting so hard and to recognize that whatever I was currently doing that wasn't fulfilling us as a family was good enough to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't even think, I think the issue is that we're talking about business because we are maybe two or three steps ahead of some people. And some people may never, ever want to own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Right. No questions about that. But what if you just had the opportunity to figure out what brings you joy?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What if you just gave yourself space, journaling, meditating, praying, running? You name it. We can name all of these very inexpensive ways to give yourself space, but you have to make that choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And I think too, it was opportunities for all three of us and a lot of the other women that have come before us or stood beside us to like take away the farm, take away the ranch. Like, who are you? Who is Jenna? Who is Kylie? Who is MP without the responsibilities that mm-hmm. the farm and family need from you? Like, take all those responsibilities away. Like, who are you? And I feel like all of us could maybe relate that maybe prior to doing that soul searching that we've done at retreats, we've maybe not. Probably couldn't have answered that question. I know I couldn't have.
I for sure couldn't have. I think that the online course I took was like very strategic, but I didn't do that deep soul dive until the mastermind where I was like, holy crap, I'm a million Instagram followers, $1 million in the bank. All of this other stuff is not going to bring me joy. But what right. is going to bring me joy is what I figured out there.
And sometimes we just need the push or the guidance by someone outside of ourselves. We only hear the words in our head. There's a saying that says the words that we speak are the house that we live in. Well, I butchered the grammar there. The words that we speak is the house that we live in. And it's so true. And I think if anything, we were gifted the opportunity to be the parent, the mother, and the wife of the farm. Like, what a gift. Gosh dang, it is like best and most hard and most rewarding life all in one.
Yes.
It can be all of those things. And also, we are oftentimes most hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't give ourselves those opportunities. I mean, I could talk about this all day.
And we'll sacrifice ourselves, our own mental health, our own mental sanity before we will sacrifice anything else for the people that we are taking care of.
And I think yep. we've done that for years.
Yes. And I'm not saying that's inherently wrong. I just am saying that at some point that is not a sustainable way to live. And at some point as women, we do need to take a step back, do something for ourselves for the betterment of our family so that our family can maintain our own homeostasis and sanity.
I think living in that backseat mindset where like everyone else's needs need to come before yours, which I, like I said, is not inherently wrong, but it can lead to things like bitterness mm-hmm. and like angst and all of these feelings that then do impact the people that you love in a negative way.
Resentment mm-hmm. is a big one.
Yep.
Of the farm.
Yep.
Your spouse, of the lifestyle that I think I had the best advice from a farm wife. She was said it about 10 years in, she realized she could get in or get out because yep. that was how long it took mm-hmm. for her to realize this is actually awesome and how I'm looking at it is not.
Yep.
And we all talked a lot about, yeah, a lot of the things that we invested in were business decisions and for business growth, but all of us had personal growth as well. I have grown a ton over the last 2 years, and I can't say that my businesses have blown up, but like I have grown as Jenna. Like I'm mentally the like stablest, strongest, healthiest I've ever been physically, emotionally. And I think investing in myself, like set the ground, like, okay, this is how you can grow your business, but your business isn't going to be sustainable. It's not going to grow anymore unless you figure out you. And there's a mm-hmm. lot of personal growth that needs to happen. Like you can't, if you stay in the same comfortable thing every single day, taking care of your family, doing the same thing every single day, you will never grow. You do not grow in comfort. So it's okay to be uncomfortable, to do something scary, to go to something by yourself, to go meet new people, because that is where growth can happen. And that growth doesn't have to be for a business. That growth can be for you as a mom, as a wife. And it's amazing what that growth can do for your family.
Yeah. You can choose the hard, or the hard will choose you. Mm-hmm. Just like over and over again that I say that to myself, okay, I can do this really hard thing. I can run this extra mile, or I'm going to be upset with myself that I didn't. And so I get to live with that for the next, you know, however long I guilt myself. I can choose to spend the money or take the time now mm-hmm. so that I don't blow up in resentment yeah. and anger and frustration.
And mm-hmm. living in that resentment, in that anger, in that frustration is hard. Spending money on yourself is also hard. So again, choose your hard. Which hard do you want to deal with? The yeah. bitterness or the taking a chance on yourself and spending the money?
One thing that you had said, Jenna, that you got out, and Mary Pat, I know you did too, and also for myself, was this support system. And I think that the through line here is we went for business. We got what we wanted there. But what we actually took forward with us more indefinitely was a really deep-rooted support system.
Yep.
And that, the business advice is fantastic. There are things that we actually need to research because, you know, you and I'm creating an agenda right now and on Canva. And let me tell you, graphic design is just not, not my thing. And I just sit here and I get so frustrated. I just need to outsource it. So those fundamentally, those are things that we can get out of it. But what we actually take forward is that community. And when you can get in a group of women or in a room of people who are a lot like you and they have those same joyful moments, the same struggles, and you can look at them and say, you understand? Man, that is life-changing in so many ways. It is, like, in-person connection is undeniably one of the most underrated, especially mm-hmm. after COVID. It's so easy to not go be in real life with other people. It is one of the most underrated things. Sorry, I have one more quote that I think was, I was doing some community research a while back and it said, I think it was Brigham Young University. It said, oh gosh, I'm going to butcher this. So like not a fact statistic, but being lonely as an adult is like as detrimental to your health as smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
So like loneliness, that like really deep loneliness is the same, has the same negative effects on your health as smoking 5 packs of cigarettes.
Wow. Kylie said something about personal connection. And I just wanted to add to that. I went to the Nebraska Women in Ag Conference in February, and it was the first conference I attended in a while that I wasn't speaking. Nobody asked me to be there. I just went to go. And our friend Ashley Machado, she was the keynote. And then she also had a workshop and she said something. She said on the way here, she would usually on the airplane, just like put her hoodie up and work. But she had read some things, how your brain recognizes personal connection as productivity. So she said, I'm going to try to talk to the people on the plane and maybe I'll have a more productive weekend. So yeah, we think we get on an airplane. I'm guilty of it too. That's actually when I clean out my camera roll on my phone is when I'm on a plane. But it really opened my eyes to like, okay, if we do connect with the people around us, our brain is recognizing that as productivity. I think maybe as moms, that's why sometimes we're at home and we're just with our kids, our husbands leave and we have all this stuff to do. And sometimes it takes me forever to get going on stuff because I am not having that personal connection to like fuel my productivity to really get me going. So personal connection is just so important. And as women and people in agriculture, it's a very isolating lifestyle. It's a great lifestyle. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I think we just need to be very intentional about seeking out that personal connection.
That's so true.
I'm looking you said the actual statistic because I feel like I messed it up. Okay, I for sure messed it up. Okay, it's not 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It's 15 cigarettes a day. But again,
a lot of cigarettes, okay?
Okay. Like a half.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
I've only ever smoked one, and it was when I was with you guys in Nashville, so.
Jenna was back in the room, and I was
with a headache, weird.
It was at that same trip where Jenna said, I went to Nashville, and we went, what? We weren't there.
oh, funny.
No, it's the same as smoking 15 cigarettes a day or the effects of alcoholism. I think it was quoted on Oprah too. It's just something so crazy to think I'm lonely and then it actually affects your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long term. And I think there's one thing that farm women, okay, let's define farm women. Farm wives, sure. Women who work on the farm, absolutely. Women who are married to men who work for the co-op or are a hired hand, absolutely. I'm missing some women who work in agriculture outside of their home. Maybe it's at the FSA office or NRCS or whatever that may be.
Women, or maybe they're a seed dealer or a chemical dealer. Or
absolutely. They grew up on a farm and now they're out of the industry, but they still have those like deeply rooted connections and beliefs around agriculture. Like, just because you're not working on the farm, or whether you are or not, it doesn't necessarily, like, what a really boxed in term that needs to be opened.
I agree.
Ag women, but that sounds not as good as farm owner.
Women,
I know, it just flows. It just flows. Farm wife just flows off the tongue easy. We can't help it. So what really sparked the fire to talk about this topic, investing in yourselves? Kylie has an incredible event coming up for farm wives, women in ag, all of those people we just defined. I don't really want to put a box around it, like Kylie said, but she had put some question box ups on our story, like, what's holding you back? Why don't you want to buy the ticket? Or what's your biggest barrier to going? You can, forgive me, Kylie, you can tell us what your question box were. And like, the answers that were coming in for women were just like truly heartbreaking. And that's really what kind of lit the fire for us to talk about this, to address it, and to encourage women to invest in themselves, to know that they are worthy, and to know that they can sit at this table with us. So Kylie, why don't you tell us about your event?
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you for like giving me the opportunity to even talk about it. Jenna is a guest speaker. MP was also going to be, and she has a prior obligation.
I am so happy. I'm just going to say this really quick. Faith, I cannot wait for your wedding. I'm so excited for it. I am just going to be the person that has the like rod. Not rod. That sounds really horrible, Kylie. I'm going to be pushing you to do this again. That's all.
I appreciate it. I thought you were going to say like stuck through your heart for the whole.
Yeah, life. I didn't know where that was going.
No.
Faith can come too. It's fine. Just
yeah, she'll be a farm wife then. But I mean, not just for farm wives. Sorry, for a lot of
women in ag now. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the event and then maybe circle back to some of those like hurdles that the women are feeling like they have to jump over to say yes to themselves. This conversation has been fantastic, and I also have this like ignited fire under my booty to just continue pushing this because it is so important. So Farm Wives Club, the event is in September. It is on the 13th and 14th in Troy, Missouri, which is so centrally located to Western Illinois, Southern Iowa, all the whole state of Missouri. We could even go as far away as Kansas. We've got Nebraskans coming. Is that what
you're
saying? Nebraskans? Yeah.
Yeah.
Illinoisans?
Mm-hmm. Or Illini. Are you guys Illini?
Illinoisans.
Oh, okay. I thought the Illinois mascot was
Illini.
Yep. I thought that's what y'all called yourselves. Sorry. No. Irrelevant.
Tangent here, but you know, I guess I've just never addressed people from Nebraska in that way. But it's an in-person event focused on community. So at this event, we are going to have all the fun things. All of the things you pay for to take away, right? We're going to have phenomenal speakers. Myself, I'm going to give a speech and host a workshop. We're going to have Emily Rushell. She's a personal growth coach. She and an ag woman herself. She's a farm wife. She is going to not only speak, but also host us through a vision boarding workshop, which sounds foo-foo and also the coolest, most full circle moments in the next year as you start to really go through that vision board. So I can't wait for that. We're going to have Ash Machado, which Jenna, you had talked about. She had spoke at Nebraska Women in Agriculture. She is a counselor from California and also married to a dairy farmer. And I just cannot wait for her conversation. We're going to be talking about cultivating joy in agriculture.
Her workshops are phenomenal. She moved people to tears in a workshop. In a little workshop setting, people were bawling. It was incredible.
I think she's also been a similar speech to what she gave at Nebraska Women in Ag, and I cannot wait to hear it.
Yes.
She's also been on the podcast, episode 24, if you want to listen to her. And she has her own podcast, if you want to listen to that.
She does. Small plug.
Yeah.
So they're all speaking. We're going to have a farm wife panel, which will include Jenna and some of our Midwest farm wife besties that we have built community around working out on the Peloton, which sounds so crazy, but
who'd have thought that?
The conversation actually is nothing about Peloton workouts and solely about so many other things. But giving that perspective of connection and the need for community. So my goal as we navigate this event is not only for you to leave with knowledge and inspiration and empowerment, but I want you to feel connection with your farm wife friends, the new people that you'll meet. So you're welcome to come alone. You can also bring friends. It's up to you. It's meant to encourage you to thrive through the season. The theme is actually thrive through this year, which I cannot wait to just navigate that idea of thriving through each season that we're given in life, but also through each season in the farm, knowing that we don't get that many in the big mm-hmm. scheme of life. And instead of wishing,
I don't want to interrupt you, Kylie, but I saw something that the average farmer, you have 30 harvests. Where like you are full time, the main labor on the farm. I know like it can get sticky with generations. Like, yeah, my father-in-law's been farming more than 30 years, but like 30 harvests where he is the main event, and putting that in perspective is very eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have the 30 harvests, and yet we are always wishing for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm at home with the kids and I just can't wait till planting's over. Okay, we're spraying and I can't wait until harvest comes. Oh, harvest is here and it's so busy and it's so overwhelming. And oh, I just can't wait till we get to Christmas. Or even just thinking weather patterns. I've been just wishing for warmer weather.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to all of a sudden be hot. That's just natural for the most part. And in the season of, we get to deal with our life and everyone else's emotions. And also with the seasons of the farm, I just feel like we have a heavier weight of pushing forward and going, what's next, instead of just stepping back and saying, look at what we've built, look at this life. And no matter what you're going through, whether you're building a business, whether you're making your sourdough loaf at home, like, I don't care what it is, you can thrive through it. Like, mm-hmm. there are ways to enjoy and love. There's little pieces of the puzzle we can put together. And so the speakers are all chosen in a way, it is built in a way to fluidly build you from step one to leaving with this like pure, I'm not going to promise that you're going to leave with pure happiness, but I do think that there is going to be a can that is open. We're going to just really weed the garden. We're going to get some stuff off of our plate, or at least have the tools to go home and start working on it ourselves. I think when you leave, you're going to have questions of, why haven't I thought of this sooner? And also, I'm so glad that I went so that I gave myself the space to explore.
And you're not promising to leave with happiness, but I do feel like this event is going to make every single woman that attends, no matter where you're at in your journey, no matter how you're connected to agriculture or farming, you're going to leave empowered in some way.
Yeah. And I hope that it lights their flame, even if it's a little flame.
Yeah, but then they just a little tea candle. It's there. Yeah.
And it's not business focused. We're not asking you to have a business, and there's no prerequisites to coming. If you're a woman and you're connected in any way to agriculture, you are welcome here. The only thing that disqualifies you is if you're a man, okay, or you have just like zero ties. I even think you could really get a lot out of it if you're not in ag, but for sure it is ag focused.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not.
If you hate farmers, don't come.
Please don't. Not welcome. There's a very short list of who's not invited. Yeah. And there's a very long list of who is invited. And I feel
like it's safe to say that whoever is listening to the podcast, with the exceptions of the few husbands that tune in, you can sit with us.
Yes.
Right. And I know, too, we are in the middle of Missouri. We're not, you know, regionally located. But I feel like if you're within 6 or 7 hours driving distance, as our friend Hannah would say, it is drivable in the Midwest.
Yes.
So that always makes me feel better. Tickets are on sale right now, ending soon. And they are at the cheapest price that they will be. The duo ticket or the bundle ticket will get you a 2-hour Friday night event. It's called Brews, Bonding, and the Hat Bar. So just a really opener connection event for people to come in and get that initial shock off. There'll be some connection, different like activities that we will do, but it'll just be a really nice opener event for the next day. We'll start from 9 to 9 the following day and just really go. I don't want to say go hard, but we're going to really fill the day with so much value, but also get up and move. There's going to be vendors there for shopping outside. Katie Dowson is going to set up her shop. She has amazing gear. We are going to have that boutique that's doing the hat bar there. And so it's like this culmination of all of the events that I've been to into one. Like every good thing that I've ever experienced, I am bringing it to rural Missouri and I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
You're doing this again.
And I just have like, I saw the beginning stages of this when it was Kylie's little brainchild and just she wanted to do something and she didn't know how. And she's like just craving connection and like women want connection. And I have found connection through people, but how can I help other women find connection? And it's just been such an honor to watch you grow through that and literally take this tiny idea not that many months ago and you're doing the dang thing and I'm proud of you and you're going to change lives. And if you're listening to this and you've been considering going to something like this, but you're talking yourself out of it or you have some barrier that you're talking through in your mind, like let this be the nudge to push that barrier over and just show up and do this for you.
I think two or three main points that are barriers. And I think these are conversations we have with ourselves, are the lies that we tell ourselves. Number one is, I have something else going on that weekend. Okay, free pass. Right? That's just
life. I get the pass.
I'm not mad. Those are just life things. We have a wedding where I'm a driver in Harvest and I know we'll be started by then. Okay, all those things are great. The other big hurdle is the cost. It is $250 right now for the 1 day Saturday event. I would definitely encourage the bundle package for another $50. You get the evening before. That includes all your food. It includes conversation, connection with like-minded women. It includes all the information, workshops, and vision board that we're doing in the Saturday event. It includes swag, just so much value for $300.
And like Kylie's working on some sweet swag. I have not seen this yet, but maybe it's because I missed it in our group chats. But
you did, for sure.
I'll have to scroll back. Now you're giving me a reason to scroll back.
No, I'll just resend it again. It is just 1,000 messages in the back. But the swag, everything is so thoughtfully. The swag is things that I would only want to use. Because we've all got that swag that you'd put it in because someone gave it to you. And then you bring it home and then it sits on the counter or your kids take it, different things.
Or like you flew somewhere and you're like, I don't got room in my suitcase for this. It's staying at the hotel.
Yes. Can we experience that too?
We need to open up tickets just for swag. All I'm going to say. But
MP has the insane amount of FOMO.
You guys don't understand. It's like I already struggle with it on a regular basis. And now
she's a 7.
Yes. But I was going to say when it comes to the dollar amount, like I have spent money on myself before. We all have. And looking at the value that you've put into this event, like there is no comparison to, I just think it's a really good deal is what I'm trying to say.
I do too. I think you could have charged more.
Yes, I agree. I feel like the people you've got lined up, like just the strong quality of speakers, the thought you've put into it, all of it, like this is a no for us at this point. We've already spent time investing in ourselves. It's a no-brainer. Like, heck yeah. But I get where other people are at if they're struggling to invest in themselves because I've been there too.
Mm-hmm. And there's two conversations to be had here. There's the first conversation of I truly can't afford it. That's one that like we can't tackle that problem.
No.
That's like that I can't speak to that specifically because I can't give you the steps of like XYZ, save your money, like do this. There's the second conversation about around money is it's an easy out because they don't feel worthy of spending $300 on themselves. And that's the one that I don't want to say it hurts my heart, but it hurts my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've all been there. We've all wondered if we were worthy of spending $500 or $5,000 or
whatever it may be.
Yep.
Or we've not even, the other one was the fear of asking their spouse and like what they would say, that they wouldn't be supportive. That's another one that like we can't speak to because we do have supportive spouses. But what I would say is you don't know until you take the chance.
Yeah.
And we have been blessed with very supportive spouses, but I think all of our spouses could then say, yeah, I let her go. I might have thought she was crazy, but I let her do her thing. Could all speak to the growth that we've experienced when we've invested in ourselves. So if you are in that position where you feel like your husband won't be supportive or you're scared to ask or he brings all the income and you don't feel like you should ask to spend that kind of money, I would just encourage you to say, like, babe, you married me. You love me. Like, take a chance on me. Like, let's just see what happens. Let's see what kind of growth can happen. And maybe it does nothing for you, which I highly doubt. And then it's like, okay, well, thank you for taking a chance on me. At least we tried it. I would bet so much money that you will be a changed woman, that you will have felt something, that you will feel empowered, and that it will have been worth every penny, and that your husband will see that in you when you return home.
Yeah, the question is always, I think, Emily, who will be there speaking, she will literally pull the deepest things out of you. But she always says, what's the worst that could happen? And I think in this circumstance, you spend the money, the worst that can happen is that you don't enjoy it. And I don't foresee that whatsoever. You're going to love one, two, all of the things. Like, I firmly believe that it is being planned in a way that you will just love it. But the worst that can happen is that you don't, and you learn from it. Life is a constant learn lesson. We learn every day. But that's what's the worst. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen, is that you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not? If the question is, I think I will like it. I think I will thrive. I think this will be such an amazing chance for me to just take a second. What's the worst that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Buy the ticket.
Buy the ticket.
Buy it. Somebody go for me. Jeez.
Yeah.
She needs live video the whole time.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, but I didn't want to be that overbearing. Are you going to be filming this? Like, that's what I want to know.
That's ultimately determined. I love that you guys are giving me so much credit to imagine that I have an idea if I'm going to record it yet or not. It's still 155 days away. There's a lot of time and a lot of things left for me to do, but it's my love child right now. Outside of farming and my family, it's my baby, and I am just so excited to bring it to everyone.
And Kylie's heart is, it like, Kylie isn't doing this to get rich. She isn't doing this to make a bunch of money. It is truly her life's mission to create connection between farm women, to provide for farm women what we didn't have, what wasn't available to us 10 years ago when we became farm wives, to just provide that space that is not isolating, that is inclusive for all these women in agriculture that are feeling all the feels that we have felt. Like, that, there's so much passion behind this, and Kylie's heart is 100% in this. And that's why I know it will be an impactful event.
I know you already said this, Jenna, like, kind of coming alongside her from the brainchild. This was like late summer probably was when you first started talking about it with us, but you are truly shining. Like, you can see how much that this lights your fire, Kylie. And I'm excited for you because of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. It took a lot of work, but you can choose yourself now. You can choose that hard now. It is so hard working on ourselves. Inner work is the hardest work, but it is also the greatest. Like, you are the greatest project that you will ever work on. And the through line that I just keep coming back to for myself, for this event, for just everything going forward, is creating an intimate space for rural farm wives. That's a missing piece.
Mm-hmm.
We can have an audience, like, we can connect online, and it's still only so deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's an audience. We have audiences. They're community in some way, but they're mostly audiences. They're people watching, they're entertained, they're learning, which is amazing. One of my favorite things. Like, love, hate Instagram, mostly love. But this is next level, like, creating that next level where we actually have relationships and we actually have space, not only for ourselves, but for one another. And I'm just so thankful that you guys let me come on here and just present my love child.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
I'm just so glad that you were willing to share your story, and it gave MP and I such a great opportunity to share the ways that we've invested in ourselves. And I feel like maybe this has been an idea in the back of our minds for a while, but watching your stories yesterday really just gave us the fire to, like, there are women that need to hear this message. And so if you're listening and this is the nudge that you need to do something for yourself, let us be the nudgers that let you take that leap of faith.
You can go ahead and just send your husband this podcast episode if you'd like, and blame us for all of it.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that.
I'll give you Levi's number too if he needs to convince the husband.
Content on my social media of my husband telling you why it's also worthy, or telling your husband why it's also worthy.
So, Kylie, I feel like this is a good place for you to tell our listeners where they can find you on social, where they can get the deets on the event. We'll link all the things in the show notes, but let them hear it from you as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. My Instagram handle is Kylie Epperson_. And that is where everything is basically housed. Again, if I had the forethought to have a landing page or something like that, I do have a link that will be in the show notes. I will get that to you girls to purchase tickets, but everything will continually be posted on Instagram, at least through the end of this launch of the set of tickets. So that's the best place to find it. On Facebook, Kylie Epperson again, and then KylieEpperson.com for my website.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes, and I think it's going to be incredible.
Thank you so much, Kylie, for coming on here and sharing with us. And I am so excited for Farm Wives Club in 155 days.
Can't wait. Thanks, girls.
Be sure to tune in next Tuesday. We'll be back here with you, and we look forward to talking to you every week. Please leave us a review. We love to read what you have to say, and we really appreciate all of your support. We can't wait to be back with you next week. See you next time.